just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters for easy online ordering in the greater Tampa Bay area. Visit originalhooters.com, not only to order online, but for the original Hooters brand location nearest to you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Hi, so this is episode 12 of 55 minimum for this season, thanks to Hooters. And episode 11 was about Matthew Berry and his move to NBC and NBCSportsEdge.com and his feeling that fantasy content should be free, which my fantasy content and my fantasy leagues have also always been free. To me, free is more fun. Sure, it's fun when you win if there's money involved. It's not as fun when you lose if you have made some sort of an investment, which many of you do, and you do it by choice. But in terms of fantasy content, the way I run leagues, there has never been 1 cent involved as far as my listeners and my players. And I have Hooters, the first year, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, and of course, Bill Curry Ford, and soon to be one other, helping me take care of those things. So let's get to, now that Matthew Berry can offer free content on NBCSportsEdge.com, his preseason positional rankings. Because I don't do these. My big board that I will reference in many future podcasts was at the end of last season with the scoring settings that I used for all my leagues, including the league in which I won the championship, including the league that Tony won the championship. So I'll defer, and just for conversation's sake, because some of you want to hear player names, I'll defer to Matthew Berry here, and we can just talk about it. You can think about it on your own. We'll get to my big board. I'm not as big on projections. I'm more based on facts. This is not ripping those who make projections, but I would rather know what did happen rather than what might happen. Does that make sense? I think if I have enough knowledge of what has previously taken place, that I can make accurate comments and assessments of what might be happening next. And obviously, as the season goes on, I update my big board once we get games played and once points are scored. Many years ago, some of you who were listeners said, well, Todd, you put out a weekly rankings for that particular week. No. No, I don't. Which is why also I say, just email me. Just ask me your questions. But, and we'll get into this too, don't give me the, I have A, B, C, D, and E, and I can start too. Go. No, I'm not doing that. As I always say, I don't pick your starters, you don't pick mine. Rick Gaiman, who's one of the best in the business when it comes to handicapping golf, recently said pretty much the same thing on his Rick Run Good podcast leading up to the first golf playoff event. He looked down at his betting sheet with who he was invested in to win the next golf tournament, and he gave the six names, and he said, I'm not telling you to bet these six. This is my betting sheet. I don't pick your winners. You don't pick mine. It's the same thing I've been telling all of you. So when you send me an email and you ask about a player, I want to know where you're coming from. You might convince me you're right. You might open my eyes to new information or an opinion that I didn't have. So we'll get to that. Here we go. Thank you, Matthew Berry, for the free content. I will quote it all year here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Quarterback rankings. Let's just go. We'll go. I think it's interesting to go 1 through 18 just because of the names involved. Josh Allen, 1. Patrick Mahomes, 2. Justin Herbert, 3. Jalen Hurts, 4. Tom Brady, 5. Lamar Jackson, 6. Kyler Murray, 7. Aaron Rodgers, 8. Russell Wilson, 9. Dak Prescott, 10. Matthew Stafford, 11. Joe Burrow, 12. Derek Carr, 13. Trey Lance, 14. Kirk Cousins, 15. Deshaun Watson, 16. I am recording this on Friday afternoon at 1:30, which I believe will be prior to the NFL yanking Deshaun Watson from any activities in the NFL. So I don't think we're going to be talking about Deshaun Watson at all. Further with Matthew Berry's rankings, these were as of Friday, August 12th, as I'm just recording this podcast in advance. It's still just preseason, people. Don't go overboard. Tua Tagovailoa, 17. Trevor Lawrence, 18. Of note, there is no Justin Fields in the top 18. There is no Ryan Tannehill in the top 18. There is no Matt Ryan in the top 18. There is no Carson Wentz in the top 18. There is no James Winston in the top 18. There is no Jet in the top 18. All right? Oh, you want a quick opinion? First, Josh Allen, 1? Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, 2? Sure. Justin Herbert, 3. Yeah, I came around on that last year. I didn't think Herbert. Now, I'm the same guy that said before the Jaguars picked Trevor Lawrence number 1 last year, I would have called the Chargers every day. I would have done the Bud Fox to Gordon Gekko call every day prior to selecting Trevor Lawrence with the number 1 pick and offering the Chargers my number 1 pick and something in exchange for Justin Herbert, who they didn't get number 1. Again, because Herbert had shown he could play in this league. In my opinion, he's the shit. And there always seems to be some things going on with the Chargers, right, that hold them back. Yeah, they're the second team in L.A., the second team in their own stadium. Herbert's the shit. So I love Barry putting him at 3. Jalen Hurts, we talked about this last year. He was the most undervalued quarterback in fantasy drafts last year, and he was the most undervalued quarterback on the trade market prior to your trade deadline. I'm not big on Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray this year. And I'm not sure what Aaron Rodgers does without a true number 1 wide receiver. So I have questions there. Matthew Stafford, elbow. I think Burrow's a little low. That feels low to me at 12. Trey Lance, I might have interest in trading for him once he shows something for the first month or so. I don't think I want to invest a draft pick in him to make him my starting fantasy quarterback. Look, clearly the Niners are going with him. I might be more interested in Jimmy G if he ends up in Green Bay, because I think Jimmy will get a clean pocket and is going to hand off 55-60% of the time. I think that's what he's comfortable doing. I'm not saying Garoppolo is a big-time fantasy quarterback, but 2 of the last 3 years, he's quarterbacked the team in the final 4 of the NFL. Pretty good. Pretty good. All right, so let's move to Matthew Berry's running back rankings. Let's do the first 20. All right. In order, He has Taylor 1. I know Taylor is 1 on my big board based on the massive output Taylor provided his fantasy owners the second half of last year. It was incredible. Christian McCaffrey 2. I want to believe, but Eckler 3. Yeah, that was another good thing that happened with the Chargers last year. Didn't translate to a playoff trip. As long as the Chargers, remember what I used to say about the Falcons when they had Julio Jones, and back when Calvin Ridley was eligible to play and just a number two wide receiver, and Matt Ryan throwing it all over the place as one of the top, what is he now, one of the top 8 all-time in passing yards. The Falcons play fantasy football. The Vikings play fantasy football. The Chargers, I think they play fantasy football. They play for us. They don't play to win Super Bowls. We'll take it. Derrick Henry, 4. Is he going to fall into my lap in one or both leagues again this year? I love the look on people's faces that I play fantasy football with when my pick is up and they know Derrick Henry is just sitting there. And they're just like, how did this happen again? How did we let Todd get Derrick Henry? And you say, well, couldn't have been that good last year. Yeah, by the end of the year, where was he on my big board? Hold on. You say, well, yeah, that didn't work. He got hurt. You know, it was going to happen. Yeah, he still finished RB12. For getting hurt when he got hurt, he was still the 12th most productive running back in my 21st century standard scoring leagues. Matthew Berry has him 4. Najee Harris, 5. I'd love to own him this year. I think 5 is too low. Dalvin Cook, 6. Kamara, 7. Really? Get into that another day. Joe Mixon, 8. Low. Matthew Berry not buying the Bengals. Aaron Jones, 9. DeAndre Swift, 10. Kind of dig it. Leonard Fournette, 11. Is that meals per day or is ranking? James Conner, 12. What a great year he had. Zeke, 13. I don't want to own Zeke this year. I think this is it with the way the contract is structured. He hadn't done anything wrong with the Cowboys, but you don't win paying big money to a running back. You don't win Super Bowls that way. You don't win. That's the way Tony Dorsett and Emmitt Smith's teams won. Not now. Nick Chubb, 14. Oh, I love my Browns running backs. David Montgomery, 15. Yeah. On a shit team that to me is still every bit as shitty until I've proven otherwise, Montgomery's the one guy. Well, there's a running back behind him, although is he still there? Is Herbert still behind him? I haven't looked. Barkley, 16. Yeah, you can have that. Javonte Williams, 17. I've heard. Oh, that's Denver's Williams. He's fine. Cam Akers, 18. A.J. Dillon, 19. That means he's a mid RB2. Okay. I'd still like to have him. And Antonio Gibson, 20. Notice no Jets, no Ravens, no Niners, no Jaguars. Cordarrelle all the way down at 27. No Seahawks, no Eagles, no Patriots. Could they really trade Damian Harris? Is that offense that much of an unpredictable clusterfuck right now in New Orleans? Okay, let's move on to, let's see here. Matthew Berry's top wide receiver rankings. Let's do top 20. 1, Cup. 2, Jefferson. 3, Chase. 4, Adams. Change teams. 5, Diggs. 6, Lamb. Now he's number 1 in Dallas. It doesn't always work out. going from 2-1. At this moment, he's kind of all they got. Grant, they have a tight end, and Tony Pollard played wide receiver for most of his snaps at Memphis. Debo 7. Trading for Debo won me my league championship last year. It was one of five major reasons. I still can't believe the person who had Debo offered him to me in trade. I asked for him. I got him. Can Debo do that again? I think there will be more players doing what Debo did elsewhere in the NFL this year than Debo doing it. But I'm keeping my eye on it. Tyreek Hill, 8. Change teams. Mike Evans, 9. Keenan Allen, 10. It's kind of all over the place last year. I have quite a contentious relationship with Keenan Allen. T. Higgins, 11, came on strong late last year, as the Bengals did. A.J. Brown changed teams to 12. D.J. Moore, 13. D.J. Moore, daily fantasy. Right? Not someone I think you can invest with on the season until Matt Rhule is no longer ruling the quarterback room in Carolina. Deontay Johnson, 14. Well, he shows up here, unlike his kids' camps. 15, Terry McScorin. Allen Robinson now with the Rams. I'm trying not to get too excited about that. I think the Stafford elbow thing is going to prevent me from doing something I probably wish I hadn't in a fantasy draft as it relates to Allen Robinson, but I want to get excited about Allen Robinson being with the Rams. He's just been on shitty teams his whole career, and now he's on a good one. Jalen Waddle, 17. Brandon Cooks, 18. Yep, best player on a crap team. And still a crap team. Not because of Davis Mills, but because of loser Lovie Smith. Chris Godwin, 19, may or may not start the season. I'm guessing no. DK Metcalf, 20. Who gets him the ball? How do they use him? I'm sure there are some names there. You're like, well, what about? We will get to that, but Matthew Berry doesn't feel they are top 20 worthy preseason. Oh, let's go to tight ends, and let's just do... All right, stop me when we get to someone who clearly you don't feel good about playing every week at tight end. Mark Andrews, 1. Travis Kelce, 2. Kyle Pitts, 3. I wouldn't want to play Kyle Pitts every week. He was Pro Bowl last year, and that just shows you how many shitty tight ends there are in the NFL. He benefited from the fact that George Kittle was injured, and Zach Ertz was traded. That's why Kyle Pitts was a Pro Bowl tight end. Only the third Florida Gator drafted player since Mike Pouncey to make a Pro Bowl. The Gators do not recruit, nor do they coach up elite NFL talent, and that is why the Florida Gators, for the last decade, have been nowhere in the college football national title chase. If you do not have elite NFL talent, how many Georgia Bulldogs were drafted this past year? How many Alabama Crimson Tide players were drafted the previous year? How many Clemson players have been drafted the last handful of years? If you do not have elite Pro Bowl caliber star NFL talent on your college roster, you cannot win a national championship. All right, back to tight ends. Andrews, Kelce, Pitts, Darren Waller, 4. Kittle, 5. Dalton Schultz, 6. To me, that's kind of where it drops off. Go to Hockenson, 7. Zach Ertz, 8. Pat Freiermuth, 9. Dallas Goedert, 10. Gesicki, 11. Dawson Knox, 12. So I see 6 legitimate tight ends here that you could potentially play every week. To me, that justifies the wide receiver tight end flex once again over your mandatory tight end. All right, we'll stop there. Thank you, Matthew Berry, for the rankings. You can see them for yourself at NBCSportsEdge.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.